today's gospel, we once again can see the range of emotions that Mary Magdalene is going through. She goes to the tomb of Jesus, expecting to be consoled by the presence, likely, of his corpse there, of knowing that the physical presence of his body is there, and no doubt to remind her of everything the Lord had done in her own life. And when the body of Jesus is missing, we read that Mary was weeping. She didn't know where the body of the Lord was, and it causes her to be in a great state of distress. From here, Mary goes to the heights of emotion and joy because she encounters the risen Lord Jesus. She doesn't recognize him at first because the glorified body changes in appearance from what the earthly body had been. But as soon as she hears Jesus' voice, she recognizes who he is, she recognizes his presence, and she's overjoyed, and she is literally clinging to the Lord and not wanting to let him go. You can see now how she's moved from a state of distress to basically probably telling herself, Jesus, I never want to let you go again. Let me hold on to you forever. And Jesus' next line is striking when he tells her, stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Here Jesus is telling Mary, the plan is not yet complete, because only when Jesus ascends and returns to the Father will the gift of the Holy Spirit be sent down. And it's at that point with the gift of the Holy Spirit that the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives is going to go from being something outside of us to being something which is interior to us that we receive in the sacred gift of baptism. And this is precisely what Peter says in the first reading. When they ask him, what are we to do? Peter says, be baptized so that your sins can be forgiven and so that you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is the wonderful and amazing plan of God, that somehow through the gift of grace, his presence dwells interior within us. We receive it in the gift of holy baptism. And this, I think, in a special way at this time where we are, many of us, isolated in our homes and unable to go out, are really called to remember that the presence of God has been gifted to us in an interior way. And God's grace, which he can distribute according to his pleasure, according to his will, is something accessible to us. And therefore, this moment of a kind of solitary confinement, in a way, really can be a special time for us of prayer and of encountering the Lord deep within ourselves in our interior, knowing that we have received the gift of his Spirit and that there we can encounter the risen Lord Jesus. And so my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let us again ask God to fill us with the grace of his joy, and let us ask for the grace that in our prayer life we would truly go deep within ourselves to encounter the risen Lord Jesus there and to be grateful for this sacred presence that he has gifted to us through the gift of his grace. Amen.